From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. More than 5.7 million Americans have dementia, and only about half of them have received a formal diagnosis. Along with the emotional difficulties that come with memory loss, living with dementia, especially undiagnosed, can present other risks. It can make it easier for a person to get lost while driving, and they may have trouble communicating or even planning out tasks. They may also be more prone to accidents or falling. Legislation passed in April in Illinois and signed into law in May by the governor will require training for emergency medical technicians and paramedics on how to look out for signs of dementia. It's said to be the first training requirement of its kind in the country. Today we're listening back to a conversation my Illinois Public Media colleague Dana Cronin had on this with Delia Gerrier, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Association, Illinois chapter, who helped advocate for this law. She also spoke with Jakara Hubbard, whose mother was diagnosed with vascular dementia in 2014. Also on the program was Illinois State Representative Margaret Croak, the House sponsor of the legislation, which requires EMT training for dementia. She represents the 12th District, which includes parts of the Chicago neighborhoods of Lakeview, Lincoln Park, the Near North Side, and Uptown. Because this conversation is on tape, we're not taking calls, but you can always let us know what you thought by sending an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org, or tweet us in real time at 21st Show. All right, here's Dana Cronin talking about EMT training for dementia.
So, Representative Croak, we're going to start with you. What exactly does this new bill do when it comes to EMT training requirements?
Yeah, so the bill requires that your first responders, like paramedics, have an hour of training specifically on dementia. This does not add an hour of training, but it just sets aside an hour specifically for a specific curriculum that the paramedic company or IDFPR can determine. It's something that I think we wanted to do since last year when we required our healthcare providers to have a similar base training. So I'm very excited because as someone I've seen Alzheimer's up close and personal, and also the fact that a lot of our Illinois residents oftentimes come in contact with our EMT professionals, and that's their first healthcare provider that they see.
So what is your personal connection to this issue? Why did you want to sponsor this bill?
Yeah, so my grandfather was diagnosed at in his 70s with Alzheimer's disease. And one of the catalysts, I would say, for us in seeking a more intensive treatment was that he got into his car and he just drove off. And we couldn't find him for about 12 hours. In Florida, so we had to call police officers. We had to call a bunch of different individuals, and the people who were on the scene first were EMTs. He was incredibly disoriented, and someone who his entire life was incredibly thoughtful, sweet. I want to say almost docile in some ways. He was a judge. He was a Army veteran. He became aggressive in those moments because he was so disoriented. And for someone who may not be trained in dementia or Alzheimer's disease, they could interpret that as maybe a mental behavioral issue or just a plethora of different, they could give a plethora of different diagnoses. So it's important to me personally that this helps other families going through a similar situation.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of us can relate, unfortunately, to a situation like that. Delia, I want to turn to you now. Is this the first bill of its kind? Is Illinois the first state to do this?
Absolutely. And it actually, as the representative just mentioned, it comes on the heels of last year's success when we were able to pass the bill that ensured all licensed healthcare providers treating adult patients in Illinois with dementia received at least 1 hour of dementia education when they renew their license. That goes into effect in 2023. And like that bill, it is the first of its kind in the country. So we're excited to be leading the way here.
Jakara, I want to bring you into the conversation. How did you discover that your mother had dementia? What were some of those early signs?
Yeah, and I think early signs are some of the scariest signs when you look back on it. It was the basics of forgetting, right? I think that's one of the most common things that we think of when we think of dementia is they forget kind of common things. They forget where they parked their car. But the biggest sign for me was my parents have lived in the same home since 1985, and my mom could not find the silverware drawer. It has been the same silverware drawer in the same spot since 1985. And we're finding forks kind of put in cupboards, spoons in the refrigerator. Mom was becoming a different person, a little aggressive. She was claiming that I was stealing her shoes. So this had gone beyond just forgetting where she had parked her car. We were also noticing some personality changes, the aggression, the irritability, that kind of comes along with just being anxious. I mean, think about if you look up and your mind resets every couple minutes, it's got to be terrifying, and putting yourself in those shoes. And that's what we were noticing about Mom, was she was scared.
And Jakara, can I ask, how is she doing now?
Unfortunately, Mom is on hospice at this point. She is still with us. She is in the care of my dad and I at home. She is nonverbal at this point, kind of babbles like a child. I say watching somebody with dementia is like watching somebody just age backwards. I would say she's probably in an infant type of stage. She kind of toddles to walk, needs help kind of standing up, needs help toileting, needs help feeding. Trouble making eye contact from time to time. So think about what happens with maybe a 6 month to a year old. That's kind of where Mom's at this point.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Delia, I want to turn back to you. As a representative of the Alzheimer's Association, I wonder if you can talk about the distinction between Alzheimer's and dementia.
Absolutely. So dementia is the umbrella under which the different forms of dementia reside. And Alzheimer's is a form of dementia like Parkinson's disease, frontal lobe dementia, vascular dementia, which was mentioned earlier. And so if you can picture an umbrella and all of these different types of characteristics reside under the umbrella, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. About 75% of people who suffer from dementia suffer from Alzheimer's disease.
And what are some of the signs that EMTs will look out for?
So, you know, we have a presentation that we give to communities that talk about 10 different signs and symptoms that you can look for, more specifically related to things like memory loss, which is disruptive to your day-to-day activities. A lot of times people ask us, well, you know, if I forget where I left my keys, does that mean that I should be concerned? It's nothing like that. If you can trace your steps back and find the item that you've lost, then you're okay. But it's, you know, forgetting the name of a phone, you know, having the phone in your hand, but not remembering what that item is. As Jakara mentioned, not remembering where the forks that have been in the same place for 15 years, not remembering where to put the fork. Losing your way back home. And so paramedics may oftentimes come upon someone that is walking around and does not seem to know where they are. They might not remember how to find their way back home. And, you know, those are the types of things that people should be concerned about. And the reason this bill is so critical is because more often than not, folks are not diagnosed yet. And so they may be suffering from mild cognitive impairment. They may be a little bit unaware of what's going on. And so a paramedic may be contacted where the person has not even been diagnosed with Alzheimer's yet. And if a paramedic has been trained in recognizing those signs, then, you know, it can turn a situation that may go in a totally negative way more in a positive direction. And when I'm saying this, I'm thinking about, for instance, underserved communities, minority communities, where people in the African American communities are twice more likely to have dementia, and in the Hispanic community, 1.5 times more likely to have Alzheimer's. A paramedic may respond to a home where there is something going on, where again, there has not been a diagnosis. And if you have been trained on recognizing the signs and symptoms, you may respond and be more open to being a solution to what's going on, as opposed to escalating something that does not need to be escalated, which is why this bill is even more important.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st. I'm Dana Cronin, in for Brian Mackey today. We're talking about a new requirement in Illinois, the first of its kind in the country, that would train EMTs to understand the signs of dementia and safely interact with people who have dementia. Representative Croak, I want to come back to you. Doctors screen for dementia, but what are some of the ways that EMTs could be uniquely useful in helping to recognize dementia beyond what a doctor who typically works with geriatric patients could do?
Well, I think that the most important thing when it comes to this specific piece of legislation is that the EMTs are the first line of defense, or the first individuals that may come in contact with someone who is diagnosed or may not be diagnosed. So having that information available when a patient enters an emergency room or their healthcare facility, I believe will make the entire process of diagnosing that individual or giving that person the care they need much more efficient and effective, instead of having to grasp for different reasons someone may be acting a certain way. So I think that's where it really is the most important. I also think that even just that period of time in which you're transferring someone to maybe a facility can be incredibly stressful. And you will need to, I think these EMTs, I hope, will be trained and thoughtful in how they spend their time so that they don't exacerbate a situation. For my grandfather, as I mentioned, he, one of the kindest, gentlest men you would have ever met, he became incredibly aggressive during this process. He was incredibly disoriented and confused. And what if during that time he had been with an EMT who was not trained or who was unable to see the signs of Alzheimer's, and he became aggressive within an ambulance? He ended up hurting himself. He ended up hurting others because they didn't know how to respond to him, or they didn't know what he was suffering from. So that's where I see this being the most impactful and most important when it comes to EMTs being able to diagnose or at least recognize dementia or Alzheimer's disease.
We just have a few minutes left in our conversation, but Delia, I want to come back to you. According to the medical journal Neurology, Black adults from age 50 onward are 2 to 3 times more likely than their white peers to be diagnosed with dementia. Latinos are at 1.5 times greater risk. What are some of the factors that increase someone's risk for dementia, and why are we seeing it at higher rates in those communities of color?
Well, one of the things that we've established is that what is good for the heart is good for the brain. And so we know that some of the things that we need to pay attention to when it comes to reducing the chances of developing Alzheimer's is a very strict management of your blood pressure. We look at a Mediterranean diet, exercise, and you know, you're looking at things like diabetes being high in the African American community as well as the Hispanic community, sometimes blood pressure not being as closely controlled. So those are all risk factors for developing Alzheimer's disease. And that's one of the things that we could establish as one of the reasons where we see a higher incidence of Alzheimer's in those communities. What's good for the heart is good for the brain. So the things that we do to manage heart disease and to make sure that diabetes is kept under control are things that we should also be doing to help with brain function as well.
Jakara, I just want to come back to you really briefly. I wonder if this bill gives you any peace of mind. I wonder if your mom has had any interactions with EMTs.
Like Margaret and her experience with her grandfather, my mom went missing for 24 hours in 2017. She unfortunately ended up with that wandering gene that comes with dementia. Yes, and has had some contact with police and EMTs during her three-state, one-day journey. And this does bring me some peace of mind because I think about that experience as not only a family, but probably what that experience was like for her.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I'd like to thank all of our guests, Delia Gerrier, Chakara Hubbard, and State Representative Margaret Croak. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
That was Dana Cronin talking with advocates for a new law in Illinois that requires emergency medical technicians and other paramedics to get trained to look for early signs of dementia. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Hot Farm podcast. But before we go to break, I want to ask you to sign up for our podcast. You can do so at 21stshow.org. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Downcast, Overcast, whatever app you're using to listen to podcasts. You can subscribe to the 21st Show so you never miss a conversation. If you like something you hear, it's also a great way, an easy way to share it with someone who you think might enjoy listening as well. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.